Hello, we are The Promise of Love, bringing to you The Love Effect.
A podcast that brings you real insight and real stories about real relationships.
As we unpack these thoughts about how to get through your divorce, we pray that you have listened to and sincerely considered our previous two episodes on backing off from divorce.
You gotta know, we do not encourage divorce, but if you have to go through it, we do encourage hope and healing. Honey, what was the roughest part of your divorce process?
Well, I'd have to say that the worst part was the initial shock. And for me, the initial shock came actually years before the divorce. It was the moment in time when I was faced with the truth that my spouse had betrayed me. Kylie, whenever you have that initial revelation that things were never going to be the same again, one of my best friends told me, this is the end of what you knew, but it doesn't have to be the end of your marriage. In that there's going to be some things that you're going to have to work through to get through this, and you both are going to need to do so. And there's going to be some growth necessary, some change necessary. And if those changes are not going to happen, then yes, things are going to go completely off the rails. But whenever I felt that initial feeling of betrayal, that's, I'd say, where my heart changed. Maybe even my heart hardened a bit, and it was difficult for me to get back to a good place. I tried for years, but it almost seems like the attempts were kind of one-sided, and I kind of fell flat on my face in those attempts. And so we ended up going to the final conclusion. But how about for you? How did you get through? The delivery was a surprise, because there was no, apparently, leading up to it.
There was zero leading up to it.
Well, how did that go?
The initial shock, it did feel like somebody just took your heart out of your chest. Love at that time frame for me depleted.
Wow.
That was the first time I ever felt I could not love. I felt like I couldn't love again. Anything, anybody.
How about yourself?
Anything or anybody, not even myself. I felt the love being completely drawn out of my body. So, it was a weird feeling.
So you weren't just hurt, you were damaged.
Oh yes, completely damaged. Because God made me such a loving person, it actually was very scary to have the love drawn out like that. So what got you through that?
Well, at first it was hope. And as I mentioned, I held on to that hope for several years, trying to make some changes, some adjustments, trying to seek understanding and offer forgiveness. But clearly we never healed. We never got past that.
But again, you also said that when it comes to the point of your relationship is one-sided, someone once told me, a really good friend of mine, that it's like you are in a boxing ring and you stand in the ring by yourself. Where's your opponent? Your opponent is not there sparring with you anymore. You're standing there by yourself.
Mm. And you know, that initial shot, I mean, of course, you have to go to your support system. But that's actually, for me, that was the second worst part of this process. Because whenever you reach out to someone, you want their guidance, you want their insights. You want their compassion, but you don't want their pity. And you definitely don't want their judgment. Because every divorce has two sides to it. I mean, it takes two to tango, right?
It does.
How can you look at yourself? It takes a very, very big person to look at themselves and say, I know what she did was wrong, but I somehow contributed to her decision to do that.
Yes. So when that happens, you cannot say that all the divorce was just all your spouse. You have to realize that you did have some part in what happened with your marriage. You really do.
And you know, I was in that pit of despair for weeks, even months. And what prolonged my time in the pit was I didn't go to my support system and say, guys, help. I was too embarrassed to say that my wife cheated on me a lot. I internalized it and I let it festered, it got worse. And maybe if I had reached out, maybe if I had sought some healing from my support system earlier, the marriage could have been saved. I don't know. But by the time I let it just sit on my soul and I found out how deep the rabbit hole went, I was very much like you, where I don't know that I can love again.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, if I had not been so inward looking, I might have been able to express forgiveness sooner rather than later. I don't know. It's hard to say at this point. But how was it for you, reaching out to your support group? What was your initial outreach, and how were you received?
Well, the first outreach, on first person I kind of outreached after it happened, was actually a friend of mine that we had pretty much had just, I think we probably only known each other maybe just about a couple of months. Again, had no clue. So I kind of reached out to her, and, you know, we talked a little bit, and because she wasn't close enough, so she didn't really know what and how to respond, because she was kind of going through craziness with her husband at the time. Mm-hmm. And had been going with, you know, off and on with issues and stuff with him. So, of course, now, thank goodness they're better. And, you know, however, so, and then I have a really great friend, more that she's not just my friend. Basically, I call her sister. We've been knowing each other for over 18 plus years and stuff. So I was able to reach out to her, and she, with open arms, was like, I need for you just to come so you can rest, because she knew that I was not resting. So it was really great for me to have such a great sister friend. So having that chance to rest, and it was just not only just rest my body, but I need to rest my mind so that I can collect my thoughts and stuff. And then after that, I had three really close friends, and we're sisters also. They really, when I was in the pit, because it seemed like from that time, it seemed like a whole year. It was a whole year, if not longer, but there was definitely a whole year of a process that I was in the pit. I didn't think I ever was going to get out of that pit. And without all of those ladies encouraging me to, you know, when I wanted to sit down, it was like, no, I need for you to stand up and fight. You know, it is not so much fighting, it was not so much to fight for the marriage, because at the time I knew that the marriage was being dissolved. It was more or less fight to keep your sanity and to really focus on God.
Ah, so it wasn't fighting to get him back.
Oh, no.
It was fighting to get yourself back.
It was, yes. It's fighting to get back me. Because in all honesty, I didn't realize even through that process, I had lost myself. Yeah, and losing yourself, because you're with somebody for so long, you do what they want to do. Then when you have children, you do what you do stuff with, you know, for your children. And then when your children are gone, and then your marriage is gone, literally, it was like, who am I? And then it was, then to go through the divorce, it really was like, okay, you really got to find out who you are. And it's not, again, it's not just find out who you are, but you got to find out who you are in Christ. But then there is the angry stage. So how do you avoid losing yourself, your anger, and desire to win at all costs?
No, that's a good question. You know, at first, as I mentioned, I went into the pit of despair, and I dug deep to see how far the rabbit hole went. I got more and more wrapped around the feeling of betrayal. And then at one point, I just confronted the situation. No one was talking about divorce at the time, but I could have reacted to say, I know what you did, and I'm done. But instead, I asked, well, what do you want? And she said, of all the things that I did, I did want to be with you. I want to stay with you. I said, okay, well, let's work on this. During the process of working on it, that's when my anger grew, because things really were not changing. And at the point of, hey, I want to work on this, you get a little spark of hope. Hey, maybe this can work out. But then that hope, as it fades, it does get replaced with anger. At least it did for me. Mm-hmm. And so by the time we got a few years down the road, I was like, there is no hope here. My spark of hope is gone. My spark for this marriage is gone. I don't see where there's any remorse, where there's any change of behavior. Mm-hmm. There's no change of heart, I should say.
I have
a
question. So why did she say that then?
You know, divorce is a scary thing.
It is. And ugly.
There brings a stigma with divorce.
Yeah.
There is the fear of, am I going to lose my children? Am I going to lose my house? Is he going to try and take everything? Because whenever those fears were removed, then there still wasn't any marriage magic in the marriage.
Okay.
And so by the time I got there and I said, well, this is not working, a friend of mine pointed out to me a concept. It's actually in scripture. If someone takes your tunic, give them your shirt. And it was an acknowledgement that anything in this marriage that is material, it can be replaced.
Yes, it can.
And so years later, after the divorce, some people ask, well, how could you leave that behind? How could you leave this behind? That was a great thing, this material object that you had. Why do you not have it? And I would explain, the marriage wasn't about the material stuff. If God wants me to have it, he'll bring that or something better into my life later on.
Actually, that statement is so true. He will bring you, he will actually bring you a lot more than what you had at first.
Now, my divorce lawyer, I was in his office one day and he pointed out at a floor plant. It was an artificial floor plant. It wasn't particularly pretty. And he looked at that and he says, you know what? That plant costs $10,000. I said, what? He says, yeah. There is a guy, one of the clients, wanted that plant. He and his wife fought back and forth over that plant. They spent up so many hours in lawyer fees that they racked up $10,000 of fees just for that plant.
Wow.
And then after the divorce, the client brought the plant into the lawyer's office and said, I want you to have this. And the lawyer said, what? You just spent $10,000 to get that plant. Why don't you want it? He says, I don't want it. I just didn't want her to have it.
That's crazy.
I was like, wow. And I realized I had not gotten to that place. I never got to the place where I wanted to hurt her. I just wanted to heal myself. I wanted to heal and become whole again and live for what we were meant to live for.
Yeah.
It was years later that someone showed me that I was idolizing my romantic relationships. I had put my marriage above my relationship with God.
And you never do that.
Never do that.
Never, ever, ever.
And so as it was fading away, I actually became invalidated. I didn't feel that validation of my marriage anymore. But I knew that there was something more than my marriage. And maybe that was my lesson of that whole process.
Maybe. How about that was your lesson of the whole process?
Well, there's a few lessons.
Hell yeah.
There's a few lessons. How about you? How did you avoid wanting to rip everything away from him for abandoning you?
Again, that anger did come. But when that anger came and I didn't feel like I wanted to do that, I had a lot of support system around me. My sisters, when I was having those moments, I was able to text or call and say, I feel like doing all of this, and they helped me off the ledge. They all helped me off the ledge. And I have to add, you know, I really have had a really other close friend that really helped me.
How so?
I was really severely depressed. After of it, you know, after the initial shock, and I was just going to get in my car and just let it all go. And I think we all know what that means. I don't have to go into great detail. And she talked to me off the ledge. It was very eye opening to actually pull my car over and stop and listen to this wonderful woman of God.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the recurring theme here. To endure divorce,
yeah,
is to lean on your support system.
Oh my, yes.
Pity doesn't matter. The judgment doesn't matter. Your true friends are not going to go there, so don't fear it. But if you can reach out to someone who can give you some sane, some sage insight and calm you down, talk you down from the edge, give you some advice about what's really important, now, those are the things that are going to help someone get through the divorce process that will help them avoid becoming bitter in the process.
And I'm being, you really know the people that has your back during that time frame. I have to say that also. Some people probably just want to run away. Be like, oh no, she's going through some things. I don't have time for it. But at the, I really had a lot of them, some of them were very close to me, very, very close. And then even the ones that, not close, but I had a lot of women that helped me through all this. So I really did want to say thank you. So if you're listening, thank you. So go ahead, honey. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's good. All right, let's face it. And whether you feel rejected or liberated, divorce is ugly.
Yes, it is.
And when you get right down to it, when it's done right, it's not meant to be dismantled. Marriage was not meant to be torn apart. And no one wants to think that they're wrong. If you go to Mark 10, verse 9, I think?
Yes.
It tells us, what God put together, let no man tear apart. But have you ever asked yourself, did God put your marriage together, or did you formulate your own agenda and your own reasons to form your own union? Will you submit to Him next time? Will you submit to Him and let Him guide you to a next time? I mean, at some point, you said it yourself. You didn't think you could love anybody. You didn't think you could even love yourself.
Yeah.
Since you allowed yourself to let God seep back into your heart and your soul, you realize that there is still a lot of love to give.
You know, and that last statement you just said is, would you submit to Him and let Him guide you to the next time if it's His will? I actually said, whatever your will is, God. As I'm driving to work, I said, whatever, it's not my will, it's your will. So if it's your will, if His marriage is done, complete, and over, it's you, that's your will. It's not my will. Whatever your will is, God, and then I'm going to obey it and depending on you. Because at first it was just like, oh no, I want to keep it. Again, remember I said, stand in the ring and you're fighting for yourself. That's not a fight if you're fighting yourself. That kind of looks crazy if you're trying to fight yourself. But anyway, I said it's whatever your will is.
Wow. Because there was a period there where I was trying to will myself into another relationship.
Yeah, that's probably not the best thing to do.
And I thought that I had found someone who was who I was meant to be with. But when you get right down to it, that relationship was once again of my making. It was of my own agenda. I did not go through a process of saying, God, bring to me who you have chosen for me.
Yes.
If you have chosen anyone for me at all. I didn't make those kind of specifications, or I didn't think along those lines. I just thought, hey, let me fill this void in my life, and that'll be cute and fun to talk to.
But the void really was?
The void really was not having a relationship with Christ. When I started having that relationship, the romantic relationships mattered less and less. And whenever they mattered less and less, they became deeper. I'm not sure if that makes sense.
It makes sense. So basically, the void was filled with God.
Indeed it was.
And everything else fell into place.
Now, the whole point of the 5 Steps to Find True Love online course is to minimize and hopefully eliminate the threat of divorce in your relationship. Yes, this heartbreak is avoidable. See, man
and woman
were not meant to be alone.
That's right. The Hope and Healing module is the perfect place to start after a divorce or a serious breakup.
So check it out at hope.stepstofindtruelove.com. Now, as Winona mentioned when we first opened, we do not encourage divorce, but you can get through this.
Yes.
This episode is produced to help you endure and grow during your night season. Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.